Topic in Sias Kapayim, Birchas Kohanim, as we're hopefully getting a little more into the topic. And Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach, what we're doing is really just a chance to get familiar with different aspects of this very important mitzvah and appreciation of it. So today our focus will be on what we call Nesias Kapayim. Another way to describe this is Nesias Kapayim, which obviously conveys the requirement that the hands have to be raised at the time that the mitzvah is performed. It's not just that the Kohanim recite these words and give the bracha by reciting the words. They have to do it in this particular way that their hands are outstretched. So we'll try to talk about the source for this. Exactly, you've already seen the pasuk, of course, by Aaron HaKohen and Pasha Shemini. The requirement of Nesias Kapayim, to what extent is it ma'akev? We have to explain, is it ma'akev? Is it just a din l'chatchila? Exactly what would that mean for somebody who can't obviously do it or necessarily can't keep it like that for the entire time. And then, of course, more specific issues relating to Nesias Kapayim. How high does it have to be raised? And what about the fingers? You've all heard about the fingers and these different ideas. So we'll look at some of the makoros inside. Again, these are just a sample of makoros. They don't give you the whole story, but they give you enough that you can feel comfortable with and, of course, take it to another level. So, the Sugya in Sota, Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, which is one of the main headquarters of the Inyanim and the Nesias Kapayim, has a series of brises that learn out halachis on the mitzvah of Kol Tevaruch Hu, and one of the brises quotes the following halacha, Tanya Idach, Kol Tevaruch Hu v'Nesias Kapayim. How shall you bless? Everyone see the mocker here? Yeah, on your sheets? So, how shall you bless? How shall it be done? V'Nesias Kapayim, with the hands raised. Literally, Kapayim means the palms, but of course it means the hands should be raised and the palms of the hands outstretched. Ata omer b'nesias kapayim, says the Braisa, who says, O eino elishilo b'nesias kapayim, perhaps not. Nemar kan kol tevaruch hu, we have the words kol tevaruch hu here in Parshas Naso, v'nemar lehalan, it's written elsewhere, Parshas Shemini, v'yisa Aaron es yadav elam v'yivarachem. Aaron raised his hands to the people and he blessed them. So it says, v'yisa Aaron es yadav, ma lehalan b'nesias kapayim, mafkan b'nesias kapayim. So we have a gzeres shava between the Pasuk Kol Tevaruch Hu and the Pasuk Vayivarachem of Aaron HaKohen. If you remember back when the first shiur that we gave, we discussed the Rashi and the Ramban, Parshas Shemini, regarding the actual bracha that Aaron gave at that occasion. According to Rashi, based on Tos Kohanim, it seems the bracha was in fact Yivarechecha. It was actually Birchas Kohanim. The Ramban assumes, according to the Rashi, that the mitzvah had already been given and Aaron was fulfilling the mitzvah for the first time. Ramban suggested otherwise, that it was some other bracha, we don't know what it was, like Shlomo HaMelech also gave his bracha at the time that the Mikdash was inaugurated. We suggested, according to Ramban, that maybe the hands would have been in a formation which is the opposite of what we know for Birchas Kohanim, meaning that the palms were stretched up, not facing down. The Ramban has a middle possibility that it was Aaron HaKohen now, and it became codified as a mitzvah later. Whether Aaron had the words or didn't have the words is not clear, but he had the mitzvah for himself and didn't become yet the mitzvah l'doros. So I remember the Mishnah L'Melech actually discusses this issue. L'chayra, from this Gemara, what would you think? From this Gzeres Shava that we're learning out, would it be a raya to Rashi, to the Ramban? What would be your intuition? The Gemara is using Aaron HaKohen's raising his hands as the source based on Gzeres Shava that the mitzvah of Kol Tevaruch Hu is Nesias Kapayim. So what do you think? Rashi. So at first glance you say Rashi, because the Chorah, the Gemara is saying, that's the Raya, that Aaron is the sense. But the truth is, the Mishnah Moach turns it the other direction. He says, then you wouldn't need a Zeres Shava, then Hainu Hach. In other words, that's the mitzvah. So if according to Rashi, the Rabban took for Rashi, that this was performed with the mitzvah, then the Mela, it's Muchach from that alone. You don't have to say Kol Tevaruch Hu and Vayivarche. Says the Mishnah Melech, Chayra, the fact that you need a Gzeres Shava sounds maybe like the Ramban, that the bracha that Aaron gave was whatever it was. But his bracha was Nesias Kapayim, Yisar Nesiyada. That's Megaleh, that the Kol Tevaruch Hu is Nesias Kapayim. That's the Kasha of the Mishnah Melech. All right. No, according to Rashi, perhaps it can be Miyashiv too. Yeah?
According to the, we saw in the shade of the Eben Ezra, according to him, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. So how would he read this Gemara?
What's the kash? Shelo Maisa, whatever the day was, he gave a bracha of the Nesias Kapayim.
Was it on the eighth day?
It was on Shmini Miluyim, which according to the mainstream view in Chazal is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, according to...
That's why I said this question in the Gemara.
The next Gemara Gemara. We haven't read it yet. You're asking for, I didn't read it yet. Okay, you're asking the next Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara is going to be Pashtus. The mainstream view is, in fact, Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. Ibn Ezra is not Meshubit to, it's explained to Psukim. Yeah, Lemus is that there's possibly a Mokar in Chazal, possibly a Rashita, I think, for the Akiva, Sukkah, that makes a Cheshbin that the day of Erev Pesach, those people were Tumeim, who couldn't bring the Karban Pesach in the first year after Yitzis Mitzrayim, were those who were Tamei because they brought out Nadav and Aviv. And according to Mizrahi, at least, and others, they say that that Shita would seem to assume that the day that Nadav Aviv died was the eighth day of Nisan, making the seventh day Yudalit. And that's why it works out that they weren't Tahar yet. They would have been Tahar at night, they weren't Tahar yet, it was still not the end of the seventh day. So there is, in fact, not just Ibn Ezra, there is a day in Chazal according to this. Okay, you have to assume the Gemara's Kasha that we're about to read is going according to the view that's considered a consensus view, not the fringe view, that it was Rosh Chodesh. That's what you have to learn. Yeah.
Could you give an example for Rashi that part of the Havamina was that, I mean, the Pasuk is a little bit ambiguous by Aaron, so part of the Havamina was that the bracha was not classical fair Kaskalanim, and then part of the
Gzeres Shava Gufa is Megala, that too. That all comes within the Gzeres Shava. Yeah, it could be Mishnah Malach. I'm not sure if he says exactly that or not. You have to remind myself what he says. If you look in Hilchos Yisias Kapayim of the Rambam, you'll find it right there. It's not hard to find. But maybe you're saying, what you're saying is maybe the Gzeres Shava Gufa is how we would end up saying that we know what Aaron said as well. It goes both ways. In other words, it's Megala on Kol Tevarechu, it's also Megala that, like the Torah Kohanim actually says, the Pasuk, we don't know what it is, but Kasu appears Alon, so it basically becomes all one. Okay, interesting suggestion. Al Kopanim, this becomes a Makor according to one Tana. There is another opinion, because the Gemara is going to, at least going to have to modify what we just said, because Kashigur Rav Yonasan. Rav Yonasan raised the following question. If you're learning from Aaron, then maybe we should limit Nesias Kapayim to a particular context. And that context defines the pasuk in Vayisa Aharnes Yad, the pasuk in Pasha Shemini. Fact of Yonasan, Ima Lahalan, Kohen Gadol, V'rosh Chodesh, V'avodas Sibur. Let's look at the context of the pasuk in Shemini. It was Aaron a Kohen, so he's a Kohen Gadol. That was his first day serving as Kohen Gadol. Rosh Chodesh, again, as to Yaakov's point, the assumption is that Pasha Shemini, Yom HaShemini, was the eighth day of Niluyim, was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it was Avodah Sibur. We'll have to see about whether that changes, but Avodah Sibur, it was Aaron doing the Karbanos on behalf of the Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Afkan, so we also say that which we learn out, the mitzvah from the Nesias Kapayim, from Birchas Kohanim, would only be with those conditions, Kohen Gadol, the Rosh Chodesh, Avodah Sibur. And therefore, anything that would not fit that criteria would not require the Nesias Kapayim. So Rav Nasan Omer Ein Tzarech. So he says, no, because look, I have another thing that's going to supplement what you just said, and then you'll know that it doesn't limit itself to what you just said. As follows. Harehu Omer. It says in the Pasuk, this is in Parashas Shoftim, I believe. Hu Ubanav Koayamim. Makish talks about the Kohanim, and he says, Hu Ubanav, Aaron and his children. Makish Banav Lo. So it's a hekesh, Aaron's children and Aaron, mahu b'nesias kapayim, just like you see Aaron's duchening his birchas kohanim with nesias kapayim, b'yis Aaron's yadav, abad b'nesias kapayim, uksiv kol hayomim, which goes to other days, not just the Rosh Chodesh day, right? The iskish bracha l'shevus, and we have the equation, this is going back to yesterday's shiur, that bracha, birchas kohanim, is equated with shevus, with avoda. That's, of course, the pasuk of l'shar so v'arach b'shmo. I didn't give you the Rashi. Let me just read you the Rashi on this. Rashi says like this. Rav Nasan says, Einu tzarech, because he has a problem with Gzereshava, so he comes up with what you could call another Makar, and this Makar will not have the problems that he raised against Gzereshava. So he explains. We have this Makar that it says, Hu uvanav kohayamin. So we say, Av banav b'nesias kapayim. So what that did was it eliminated the kasha of only Kohen Gadol, right? You see, Rashi says, "Ein meshivin al hekesh." It's not just Kohen Gadol. So what's true about Aaron is true about Banav. Now it says, "Ksiv kohayamin." So that's going to now Rashi's lashon is like this: "V'lo tikshilach su rosh chodesh avodah sibur." That's lashon Rashi. So now it's not just limited to Rosh Chodesh Avodah Zarah, it's Kol HaYamim, all days. Hold that thought about Avodah Zarah in a second, because it's relevant. And then the last piece is V'ifkish Bracha L'Sheiro, says Rashi Kilomar. Because after all, what's this pasuk discussing? It's not discussing Birchas Kohanim, it's discussing that our Ubanav are going to serve in Beis HaMikdash. Right? Very nice for Parshas Korach coming up, right? Even though the pasuk is a different, it's Sefer Dvarim, but it's the idea of the Kohanim serving Beis HaMikdash. So the Baha'i, Afagav says Rashi, the Baha'i Kro Lav Racha Ksiva, Elisheirus, and what does the pasuk actually say? It says, Lamod L'Shareis B'Shem Hashem. That's the Lamod L'Shareis that we saw yesterday. Lamod L'Shareis, right? Huvanav Kohayamim. So this Huvanav is written in connection to Lamod L'Shareis B'Shem Hashem, Tzavoda. But the Gemara is saying, Iskish Bracha L'Shareis B'Krach Rina, Kedam Rina Le'el L'Shareis O'Barach B'Shmo. So now we have the other pasuk, Parshas Ekev, L'Shar Sovarach B'Shmo, is therefore what's true about Avoda is true about Bracha as well, and therefore Hu Banav Koyamim, whatever it is by Aaron is true to Banav, and Koyamim, whatever it's true for Rosh Chodesh, is true for other days of the year. And therefore that's the response of Rabbi Yonasan to get to the dinner of Nesias Kapayim. So he has the pasuk of Aaron and Nesias Kapayim, and he has this idea that Bracha L'Sheirus allows me to go beyond Aaron and beyond specific days of Rosh Chodesh. So he doesn't really need the Gezeirah Shavah so much because Gezeirah Shavah is going to leave us with these gaps. Okay, so this is now another makar, you could say, for Nesias Kapayim. Now, something important to recognize. The discussion that we had the first year regarding the backdrop for Nesias Kapayim for Birchas Kohanim and the assumption that the Mishkanos Yaakov and the Rav Chaim went with, which Chorin the Bir Halacha didn't accept Midoraisa, that we link it to Tefillah, and that's because that Tefillah is Avoda, and specifically Avoda Sibur, that's why it's only Tefillah but Sibur, and it has to do with Avoda, and without that you don't have Midoraisa. Right? The Bir Halacha didn't assume that way, but that was Rav Chaim's assumption. And this is really what comes out from Tosfos, because Chorin, this Gemara was asking, maybe only Avoda Sibur. So Umay says it's true, it only is Avoda Sibur. You don't have it by Avoda Siyachid. You didn't do duchening if someone brought a personal karma. First of all, the Rambam says they only did it once a day for Tavit Shoshaka, which is Avodah Sibur. Tosis, we're now going to read, but it's really for any Avodah Sibur, such as Musafin, such as Kamisha Ben Arvayim, but not Avodah Siyachid. So Tosis actually points this out. Tosis says, I'm just going to read you from the Tosis, you can look it up afterwards at Daf Lamed Ches here, Uksiv Kohayamin. So, Tema, Fektos, Akati, Avodas Yochid, Mehechalon de Isravi. This is the rest of the story of the Tosis that I quoted for you last time, the one line. Now you have the larger context. I wanted to show you then just the line of Tosis that has to do with the Machokas Tosis and the Rambam. But Lamaisa, where does Tosis get this? He's asking Akash on his Gemara. Uksiv ko ayamin. So, Chari, we were asking, maybe only Kohen Gadol, maybe only Rosh Chodesh, maybe Ovel Sivu. So, your response is going to seem to be, you don't need Kohen Gadol, you don't need Rosh Chodesh, nor do you need Avodas Sivu. But Koh Yamim, how does that exclude Avodah Sibur? You have Avodah Sibur Koh Yamim. It's always a carbon tumid, but every day. So Tosus asked him, Akati Avodah Siyachid Behecha Lord Disrabi. That's what we're trying to do. Trying to learn out Avodah Siyachid from Nesias Kapayim. Where do you see it? The Ika Nesias Kapayim. Haba Koh Yamim, Ika Nami Avodah Sibur. Kigon tumid. This is Tosus Kasha. The Nira, I didn't put it here because it's not directly our Inyan for today, but it's very relevant to the larger Inyan. The Nira, the Vadai, Zokto says, the Vadai L'Divri HaKol Imit Avodas Yochid B'Nesias Kapayim. There's no doubt that we're excluding Avodas Yochid from Nesias Kapayim. But Rabbi Yonah Sanami, when he says the Lashon Avodas Sibur, Agav Shifei Nakadrei. When he says, maybe only A, B, C, C is Lav Dafka. C is true. See, it is in fact Avodah Sibur. It's locked in. But he's saying, you're telling me Aaron and Zeresh Shavah, so maybe only what? Only there, only Kohen Gadol, only Avodah Sibur. But stop yourself. Avodah Sibur, yeah, that yes. And you're not going to change that. But we haven't seen Skapayim, but Choyom Elab Avodah Stamid, that he quotes, stam a side point to know, he quotes Perek Hey, we'll get to this. L'maisa, he mentions in Sachde Tamid, and then he says, so, at the end of the day, Avodah Sibur remains a critical factor for Tosis and Avodah Sibur. I think it was asked, maybe it was Rafi who asked, what about Param Davish or Sibur? I don't know. Pasha don't know. I mean, Tosis goes as far as saying Tamashe Ben Arvayim, even though mincha is different, but in Beis HaMikdash, also musafir. What about those avodah sibur that were not kavul and zman? That's the technical expression, if you want to speak hakolam, then from Gemaris. So there's avodas, there's kavodas sibur that are kavul and zman, like musafir and tmidim, and then avodas sibur that's not kavul and zman, whatever it might be. So the question would be, interesting shaila, it's hard to be mavar, would there be the Siyas Kapayim at the time of an avodah sibur she'en kavul and zman? That would be your shaila. Okay, to be mavar. Tosfos sounds like only as far as he says, musafir. Maybe because it's not kohayam, maybe tak is excluded from kohayam. That would, I would argue that it wouldn't be, because all you can do is based on kohayamim. So kohayamim, you have a avodah sibur of tamidim, although you don't have musafin every day. I guess how are you going to divide that? Tak interesting, except this kabul osman, but it's not every day. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, okay, but today is not Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, but so elamai, as long as you have a avodah sibur kohayamim, then any avodah sibur should have it. So maybe you'll argue even parav davisut sibur. I don't know. It's an interesting shad.
I also mentioned
that in the other one that was... Kivsei Aseres. What about that? Interesting. What about the Sibchei Shalmut Sibur that you bring with the Shtei Alecha? That's Kabul Osman also. Shavuos. Would there have been, interesting shad, would there have been the Siyas Kapayim, the Shas HaKravas HaIvarim, Achar HaKravas HaIvarim of the Kivsei Aseres?
That's not Kolayam,
no, but neither is Musafin. The Elamite, there's avodah sibur, it's kohayamim. The Tosfos says you don't exclude kavodah sibur because you don't exclude, you don't, in other words, avodah sibur is required because that is kohayamim, because you have tamidim, can go into tamidim. Once you say avodah sibur to tamidim, you say musafin too, so maybe kivsei atzeres, maybe palm davisot sibur too, I don't know. It's a good shayla. And Elamite, but Rashi is interesting. Rashi sounded like he was asking, V'lo tikshivach su rosh chodesh v'avodah sibur. Don't know what to make of Rashi. Would anyone argue that he said the Siyas Kapayim by Karban Yachid? I don't think so. But this is back to the Inyan that we discussed earlier. But meanwhile, we have the Gemara, the two Makoros of the Tanoim on the din of the Siyas Kapayim, how we learn that it has to be done with the Siyas Kapayim. Now, the question of whether it's Ma'akev, this is going to come up in the Tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda, quoted by Mishabur as well. But let's first mention two Rambams. Because the Rambam mentions in two places the halacha of the Siyas Kapayim. One place is in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph, where the Rambam says that Birchas Kohanim has to be done, the Lashon HaKodesh, that's one of the brises also, Kotev Baruch Hu. And then he brings with that connection, Kach Lamdu Mipi HaShemua Moshe Rabbeinu. We have the following tradition, Kotev Baruch Hu Ba'amida, that we mentioned yesterday, Ba'amida, Kotev Baruch Hu B'Nesiyas Kapayim, that's our topic of today, Kotev Baruch Hu B'Lashon HaKodesh, another din, Kotev Baruch Hu Panim K'neged Panim, face to face, Kotev Baruch Hu B'Kol Ram, that we'll see Mitzvah Shem also, by the Shomer Ka'oni discussion, Kotev Baruch Hu B'Shem HaMeforash, the Ram concludes, V'Hu She'yeh B'Migdash, that's what we're going on, the B'Shem HaMeforash, that was only B'Migdash. So the Rambam mentions this Kach Lamdu, and he puts together a number of specific requirements, mentioning along that among them is Nesiyas Kapayim. Okay, so from this Rambam, would I say it's Ma'akev, not Ma'akev? Is it Kilo Davar Pashut, it's Ma'akev? He's mentioning it along with a bunch of other things. We saw yesterday the Tosfos about Amida. Tosfos says, because you see that by Avoda, if you do Avoda B'Yeshiva, it's Machal Avoda, you can't be Mekayem Avoda. So Tosfos learned out that so to Nesiyas Kapayim B'Yeshiva is no good. That was the Tosfos. Okay. What do we know about all these details that Ram just mentioned? He doesn't tell you Likuva, now Likuva, he just says Kach Lamdu. Then there's another Rambam, Perek Tesvav, that talks about specific inyanim that are Ma'akev in Siyas Kapayim. And he says, Halashon, the way that you speak, Hamumen, that has to do with specific movement that the Chachamim said, if the hands, for example, are deformed, then people could look at it, and therefore you can't duchen, Aveira. We saw yesterday that Rambam ben Avera for Kohen with Hamir, also Kohen Chogas and Nefesh, those Averas. Hashanim, means if he's under age, under Katan, so he's not going to be able to duchen. Hayayin, also we saw yesterday's Shir. The Tumas Hayadayim, his hands are not clean. The Rambam goes on and explains each of the above, Halash and Ketzad, and he discusses they can't pronounce words properly, then they can't duchen. Kvedi Peh, Kvedi Lashon, if you can't make out what the words are, then Enos and Eskapem, and it goes on to the others. Now, one can make a diuk. Why did the Rambam say another thing that Moneya Nesias Kapayim? Nesias Kapayim. Is that a diuk? Is it a kasha? Or it's not a kasha? Now, the Rambam talks about Halashon, Hamumin, Haveira. John should say, what else is Moneya? If you're not, don't say Kappa, if you don't raise your hand, what? Right, so L'chaira, the answer, right? So a similar question. One Ram say what's Ma'akiv is has to be Ma'amida, like he mentioned in the Lashon HaKodesh. L'chaira, those in Yanim are Ma'akiv. Yet the Rambam, he has two different halachas. He talks about what's Ma'akiv in the mitzvah, what a Monim, and he talks about Kach Lomdu, and yet if you look at that list, L'chaira, they're also Ma'akiv. So why did the Rambam fold that into Perek Vav?
First one, it's always on the
Gemara,
so on all the
brayos,
so the things we learn
from
Kotzav
Berchol. Okay, so but explain better. What you're trying to say is like this: when you talk about such ma'akev, that means it's a psul in the mitzvah. Per a shasu yayin, if you shasu vias yayin, kol shalo gets a nefesh. Your hands are not clean. That's pshat. It's something external to the definition of the mitzvah, and it's ma'akev of the mitzvah. So, if you have a particular psul in Dalet Minim, right? Esrog, the Mishnah is in Sukkah, right? If it's Esrog that's a certain color, Chazazis, if it's Menumar, if the wolf is Yavesh, that's Ma'akiv in the mitzvah. But if I ask you, is having a lulav Ma'akiv in the mitzvah? Is that the pshat? Or does it the mitzvah? The mitzvah is take a lulav and shake it. If you didn't do l'kicha, then it's not pshat. Not doing l'kicha is Ma'akiv. L'kicha is a mitzvah. If you didn't eat matzah, it's not pshat that the achilas matzah is ma'akiv itself. The mitzvah is. That's the tzuras ha-mitzvah. So I think the answer is posh. The Rambam didn't have to tell me that the siyas kapayim is ma'akiv, because what you have to say, just like the other examples the Rambam gave, das is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is levarech the siyas kapayim. That's the chetz of the mitzvah. So it doesn't go into the category of what's ma'akiv. These in yonim are halachas that if he said the bracha, but he didn't say it properly. He's a kavad peh. That's ma'akev. He did everything he did, but the hands have deformities on them. The moment that the chum said, you can't be nosy kappa. That's ma'akev in the mitzvah. But when the Rambam talks about kach lomdu, that's the definition. That's the chetz of the mitzvah. What, if you take a lemon, not an esrog, it's not pshat that a lemon, not having an esrog is ma'akev in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is take an esrog. I think that's basically what you're saying. L'maisa, it's a discussion, and I think the answer is pretty clear, but the Noda Yehuda makes it clear. I mean, not in terms of what we just discussed, but just on the Inyan itself. But Al-Dvar HaKohen, he has a Shaila, L'maisa. A Kohen's hands are shaky, and he simply doesn't have the physical strength to be able to raise his hands. We're talking about raising his hands up, he can't do it. Can he duchen without a siskam? He goes up, and he wants to do it, but he can't, Pasha can't do Nesias Kapayim. So he has an arichus, and Odebi has an arichus. But I just gave you the Tamsis Hadvarim. After his arichus, he says, Me'ata adava pashut, that the Siyas Kapayim is ma'akev b'diyeved, and he says, Kachada kalinu haram b'shulchan aruch. And he quotes the Ram Perek Yudalit, Kach lomdu, right? Kol tevaruch hu ba'amido, kol tevaruch hu Siyas Kapayim, and the Lashon HaKodesh, panim k'neged panim, shema meforash. And he mentions a very difficult sheet of the Shvus Yaakov. He says he mamish misread the Rambam. Imagine an Achron would misread the Rambam, but as he's up there, he says the Shvus Yaakov made a shkia rabba. He had a shy of a coin who couldn't stand. And he wanted to taina that Bizman Azeh Bikvulin, Yeshiva Amida is not Ma'akev, only the Migdash. How did he get to that point? Because he read the end of the Rambam. The Rambam ends after mentioning the list of things that Kach Lomdu, V'hu Shia B'Migdash. So what did he think? Hayasavu Shemashasim Aram, V'hu Shia B'Migdash, Koyaku Mirishnevachar Rambam. That all those things are only B'Migdash, that they're Ma'akev. But it's not correct. Avozeh Pashu Shizeh Koy Rak Adesamachle. In other words, the Rambam's ending, V'hu Shia B'Migdash, is Kotev Hashem HaMeforash, that's the Tanai B'Migdash, that's Meforash from the Sugya, the Mishnah in Sota. That Shema Meforash was B'Migdash and B'Gvu and B'Kinuya. That was one of the three differences. So now, yes, okay, so I'm telling you it's Ma'akev. The Rambam mentioned all B'chad HaMachta. What's the Makom? That's Ma'akev. In other words, Amida, I can explain. Bishkom Amida Ma'akifu Diavid Ne'akesh Da'avoda. We saw the Tosis yesterday. Right? If you have the Hekesh Da'avoda, and by Avoda, Yeshiva, Apostles, it's Machal Avoda. So Amida is learned out from Avoda, Ramu Desharis, and so on, and Lashos Baruch Bishmo. Avonasiyas Kapayim, Lama Ya'akim B'Diavid. Harei L'shad Dvarim Hekesh Da'avoda Asmachti. It goes back to the Sugya from yesterday. That was the girsa that we saw in the Tosfos that we read yesterday, that the Amida Hikashi, that the Hekish to Avoda for Amida, that's a real bona fide Hekish. And the other Inyanim, like Shikur, for example, is only a Drabanan Hekish. So maybe Nesias Kapayim would be a Hekish that wouldn't be the Raisa, maybe it shouldn't be Likuva. So he says, I'll tell you what, Yeshloma Dimishim Dalacha Ketana Kama. So remember we had two Tanayim. How we know Nesias Kapayim? We had the Tanakhama learning it from Gezeira Shava of Kote Baruch Hu and Aaron HaKohen by Yivarachim. We had of Yonason's question, and he came back with another makar of Huvad of Koa Yamin, which goes back to Iskish Baruch Hu L'Sheiris. And granted, Baruch Hu L'Sheiris is not going to be a Doraisa except for the Din of Amida, but we could say Alacha Ketanakhama, the Yalef Gamkin Gezeira Shava. That's his makar. Aye, there was a kasha of Rav Yonason on the makar of the Tanakhama, says Nodi Behuda. But after kasha, the Rav Yonason ima lahalan and so on, and that's why Rav Yonason learned the Hekesha. Maisa, we have the Tanakhama. He told me, "Lo shat kina devi Tanakhama de lo ishkiach bekushizu." And therefore, we can assume that it's going to be a psul as well. If it's a real drasha, he takes for granted it's derais. It's ma'akev. If it would be a hekesh drabanan, he doesn't see why it should be ma'akev. Even though Maisa one could say that the Chachamim could also say that the evidence it's not you're not yod say. No, could be that goes into that discussion. The Chachamim require, let's say, a Kohen with Mumin on his hands, right? So it's the Rabbanan. You could say that he wouldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Chachamim said, yeah, he can't duchim. You have to know. I mean, he's not Chachili, not going to let him duchim, certainly not. So what's the Shaila here? Can he go to duchim if he can't raise his hands? So the Chachamim said also reason not to do it. So maybe with the Yevet would be different, don't know. Lamaisa, that's one point that the Nodi Behuda makes, that we go like the Tanakhama. And then he says further, he says, oh, the Adkan Lamin and the Akesh, the Brochel Shares is Nasmachta, it would have a Chodesh. In other words, the whole Inyan is something totally new. But if we already have a Mukher, just that we have a Kasha, see here we want to try to merge the two together. It's not that Rav, who was the first Tanakhama, doesn't have also reason to go with Rav Yonason, but he uses the two together. He says, if we have already a Mokar from the Nesias Kapayim from Aaron, the only thing is we have a Kasha of Rav Yonason, Dilma Dafka Kohen Gadol and Rosh Chodesh, Shubma Hani Akesha, Lamnerav Shinoi Kua Yomim, and then already the Hekesh can work with the Raisa too. Al Koponim, concludes with Rav Yehuda, Davar Pashat Etzrich, Nesias Kapayim Yikuvahu, Balochem Moshmi Sinai, as the Ram says, Kachom Tia Shmur. It's the Raisa, Balochem Moshmi Sinai. Yeah, you want to use the extra hekesh to supplement a detail that you're missing in the limud, fine. So, according to the Navuda, one way or the other, we're going to arrive at the conclusion that Sias Kapayim is ma'ake. And again, the fact that the Ram didn't mention it as part of the list of those things that are ma'ake, I think the answer is pashut. The Rambam's list are things that are not defining the mitzvah, but something that, without it, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. But those things that are defining the mitzvah, B'lashon HaKodesh, Kol Tevarchu, that's the mitzvah. Say these words, B'lashon HaKodesh, do it by Amida, that's what you're doing. In Sias Kapayim, Panu Keneged Panim, B'Kol Ram, B'Shem HaMefer, that's the mitzvah, that's not Pshat. Ma'akev, or not Ma'akev, Memela, you're not going to kind the mitzvah. Good. Okay, let's take a look at, now the only thing is, we have to know, this is going to be Nageir this year that we'll get to next week on Shemir Ka'ona, but let's already mention it now. The list that the Rambam mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch also has this list, Ein Mevarachin Ella, take a look, 5, B'Lashon HaKodesh, B'Amida, B'Nesias Kapayim, B'Kol Ram. Now, we're taking for granted that this list is all things that are Likuva. So we're going to have to keep in mind this Inyan of Kol Ram. Not as pashut as it sounds. First of all, what does Kol Ram mean? This is maybe very interesting for next week's shiur. Are we next to Shemir Ka'ona? What does Kol Ram actually mean? And is it really Likuva? A Kohen whose voice is hoarse. People unfortunately have sometimes angitis or just a condition that they you know, someone in my shul that he says Kaddish, you can feel like he's straining his throat, you can hear like a whisper when he's shouting the Kaddish, but you can barely hear it. So what about a Kohen Nebuch who has that kind of condition? Can he dochen? Should he dochen? What does Kol Ram mean exactly? And is it Likuba? Take a look. There's a Mishnah Berurah. Let's think a little bit on this. In Mevarachin, says the Mishnah Berurah here, Kol Zehu Min HaTorah, all these dinam adaraisa, the Afinon Kol Zeh Mikroi, Belashna Kodesh, we learned that out, the Siv Kol Tevarachu, Belashna Zeh, this way, these words. Bamida, Lishar Seh Baruch Bishmo, Mashiach Bamida, Achinami Bracha. Tzis Gapayim, this way, Sanas Yadav, Kol Ram, Omar Lehem, Ka Adam Omar Chavir, that's the Drasha of Kol Ram. Od Yafinon Begimara, the Tzarech, Riyas Panim Kineged Panim, that's another din. The Kasvu Rov HaPoskim, says the Mishnah Berurah like this: the Kasvu Rov HaPoskim, Ukim'at Kula, almost everybody, virtually unanimous. Dahani Kulu Li'ikuva, all these things are Li'ikuva. Vafil B'di'evet Lo Yartzu Ba'ofen Acher. B'chol Eilu, if you're lacking these the ability to do any of the above, Tov Shi'etzi Chutz Kodim Mitzay, if you can't do it properly, that's the Mishnah Berurah over here. The Nesias Kapayim, here he quotes to know the Yehuda B'Kitzer. That detail in Nesias Kapayim, Mishi Yadav Mirasasin, again the hands are trembling, the En Yachal Agbir Yadav, En Nosikap Afil B'Diyavid Ma'akev, Afil Yasan, interesting Shaila. Afil Yasas Muchim, Yukshurim B'Kovash V'Rosho, so you can create some kind of contraction, what? Yeah, like so kind of hanging from his head, from his hat, you have some kind of thing, you just insert your hands through these handcuff type of contraption, and you put your head through this, you know, the ring, right? And then it's supported, it's suspended in the air, and then it's being held high, and now your hands are mamela, they're in this position. In other words, just like you know Amida, the whole shayla, if you're leaning, things that require Amida, and if you're leaning, and if you take away the thing that you're supported by, and you would not be able to keep your balance, it's not called Amida. Smicha, you know, if you could still retain your balance, maybe it's still called Amida. These are halachas. So here too, if your hands wouldn't stay up by themselves, they're just artificially suspended, that would not count. That's what he quotes. But, so this is what he says. Ach, there is a way, maybe there's something in the middle. In Efshar, like via the Shot Mu'etas. Let's say you can bring his hands up for a short time, but you don't have the stamina to keep it there. Yagbiya b'shas hamirasi v'rechacha, so when you say the first word, your hand is out, v'rechav yaniach, b'shas haniga, they're humming a little bit, and the chazan's humming, until you get to the next word. So now you put it down. B'shas haniga, bein teva l'teva. V'yachs of yagbiya b'shas hamiras hateva, next word. And that's except so for some of your gimbal. So there's a way at least to still allow someone who doesn't have the ability to keep it from beginning to end, especially you have the when they sing by Yishmeracha, Vichunaka, by the Bona Shalom, so okay, so the Kohen gets tired, you can put his hand down, and then when you're ready to say the next word, then he goes back up. Okay, interesting. Now, something to think about also. So he talks about this hands are artificially suspended, and if you would get rid of that, he wouldn't be able to hold it up. How much of this Nesias Gapayim is a function of the Kohen actually raising his hand? Or is it just that the hand should be raised? In other words, is it a definition of the way that he's standing? It's a detail within the Amida. What should be his posture? The Amida, the Nesias Gapayim. So there was a Shaila that was asked in the Shul. Shaila was the Tshuva Salachmei Toda. A Kohen could not lift his hands. Now, I don't know if this is exactly the same thing as what the Mishnah Berurah is quoting with the Smuchim. Let's hear it. He says, if they tie your hands lamala, it could be that in his case you could have kept it there. But you didn't lift, you didn't have the koch to lift it. But they lifted artificially, and now that they're there, you know, I don't know, would that be enough? So, l'chayra, it should depend on this question. If it's just a din that the tsura of this Kohen should be with the Nesias Gapayim, then you don't have to actually use your own physical strength to do the raising. You just have to have it, you know, it can be raised artificially, as long as once it's there, it's there. Again, it could be if the support, this is basically the Mishnah Berurah's point, if the support would disappear, would the hands remain in that position or not? it could be that that would be another problem. If you could remain in that position, it's not cool that you're really, your hands are raised. Unless you tighten up, maybe it's also good enough. The hands are raised, you know. This is Shaila. And it could be Nogeas, another Indian that we'll discuss next week. We discussed the Seder, the Sias Kapayim. When the Kohen makes the Bracha, tomorrow we'll discuss the Brichas and Mitzvah. So when does the Kohen raise his hand? Before he says, Asher Kitsham B'Pishas HaShalara B'Tzivanu? Or after? So what would you think it should depend on? In other words, the Kohen is going to turn around. You have to ask when it turns around also. That'll be another question. Punish Negev Panim. We're leaving that on the side. But the Kohen could have his hands raised already before he says the Brichas HaMitzvah. Or you could have the Kohen, I won't tell you my secret here, what I do, but meanwhile, you could have the Kohen raise his hands after the Brichas HaMitzvah. And there are indications in Makoros both directions. What will Chor would it depend on? If part of the mitzvah, of your mitzvah, is to raise your hand, and the pu'ula of being Nosei Kapav is part of your Maisa Mitzvah, then the Ovel HaSiyasan has to go on that too. So you shouldn't do any chiluk of the mitzvah before the bracha. But if the Nesis Kapayim is just that the mitzvah should be done by the Nesis Kapayim, but the mitzvah is levarech, so just like you don't make the bracha and then stand up, you know, the amida. The amida has to be by amida, but you don't do you don't do your bracha sitting and then you stand up after the bracha. So you see, kapayim, you should have everything in place, ready to go, and then you make the bracha while your head is already up. Again, if you argue that there's an inyan to do the nesias kapayim itself, and maybe that goofy why you can't rely on the situation of having it suspended artificially because you didn't raise your hand, if you argue that that's also a requirement, then maybe the raising of the hands should be after the bracha. Okay. Now, in terms of the definition of nesias kapayim and how essential it is to the mitzvah, this is also Nogea, the Inyan of Baal Tosef. We mentioned the sugi, of course, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches, that a Kohen is not allowed to add to the brachas of Brichas Kohanim, and the Gemara discussed in terms of the Inyan of Rav Bizmano, we discussed at the time, remember, that the person's Yashiv Shmini B'Sukkah, it's a Baal Tosef or not, because it's not Sukkot anymore, and we wanted about this brisa. Because if you finish this mitzvah already, you finish the word shalom, then the bracha is over, so the mitzvah is over, and yet there could be Baal Tosef, and Gemara responded, no, but he could do it again. That was the makor that, you know, it's still called as mano, because he could do another Birchas Kohanim. That was, we discussed it vis-a-vis that in. But this halacha is born in Shulchan Aruch. Kohen en Rashay v'hosif midaito yoser shlosha psukim shebirchas kohanim v'mhosif over Baal Tosef. The first Shulchan Aruch, Siv Chavzayim, there's a Baal Tosef that you add to Birchas Kohanim, to the brachas that are given in the Chumash. Question is like this. What makes the extra bracha connecting to the brachas that you said already, that it's a Baal Tosef? Okay, he could do another time Birchas Kohanim, it's called Zman HaMitzvah. But what makes your extra bracha mitzuraf to the brachas you said already? I mean, you can't say another bracha for the rest of the day, because it's Baal Tosef, it's considered to be, I'm adding, there's a whole discussion when the Kohen says Baruch Tia, so the people say Yashikayach, it's not a Baal Tosef. Hashem, you already gave your bracha, and I say Baruch Tia. So there are those who tie them, maybe it should be a Baal Tosef, Baruch Tia, Buchim Tiyu. And what, if I say anything else, I rest of the day to bracha, but what point do you say it's not Shaykh to the mitzvah? And Bechal, you know, maybe other inyanim. You know, what if I'm not facing the tzibur anymore? You know, so the mitzvah is facing the tzibur. So then I add what I add. What if I turn back already and then I say something? There's a tefillah that we're going to see next week, Mitzvah Hashem. There's a tefillah that the Kohanim say after the Nesias Kapayim, Ribono Shalom, Sin Mashiach Gzar. That's not Baal Tosef. They're very back facing their own Kodesh. And what about Nesias Kapayim? Already. So this is a Mefurshah Ritzvah. Let's see the Bir Halacha first. But the Shaila is going to be, here's what's going to get to the question of the Kol Ramish. See, this is interesting Bir Halacha. Says the Chabad, v'imhosif over Baal Tosef. So the Bir Halacha, chore nira, dafka m'haya gam zeh haya b'pisus kapayim. So he wants to say like this. Where he wants to say it in the following way. You have to do the extra bracha in a manner that would have been ma'akev in a Nesias Kapayim. In other words, you did it with Pisas Kapayim, and you added something. And so too, Kodvam Hamakvin, as we mentioned, Mishabura Sif Yudala, that's the other Mishabura that we saw earlier, the Zemik Rosafa Lamitzvah. Masha Enkin, Keshebeirach Shalobin Sias Kapayim. So let's say you added a brach of your own, but your hands are down. Or Shalobach Saras Panim, you added something, but you're no longer facing the tzibur. Panim Kege Panim is Ma'akin. Okay, Gavna, ein ze, ze ein bekriho safa. Kim brocha biyamu, chen kasu shoch nor harav. That's the Balatanya. V'chein muchach b'chidushi Rashba Sukkah, which is really the Ritva. The Rishonim, the Achronim refer to it as Chidushi Rashba. We know it's the Ritva. We'll see soon in a minute. I have it quoted soon. The Dafka b'pisos kapayim. Now, we'll see how the Ritva says it. The Ritva is talking specifically about Nesias Kapayim. The Bir Halacha is extrapolating from this. Pause right now in a second. Pause and look, go ahead to me with the Ritva. Take a look. The Ritva is twice. It's written in Rosh Hashanah by Sugya Bal Tosif and also in Sukkah. So he brings here in Rosh Hashanah, he says, he brings that when you add a min to the Dalad Minim, it could be Bal Tosif. But he says it's only Bal Tosif if you hold Luf Sarach Eged. That you need the Machokas Tanoim, if you need to bind together the Arba Minim. Or it's only a din of noy mitzvah, hidr mitzvah. But if Yehuda holds, lul tzarech eged, you need to tie them together. So then if you take another min, a fifth min, a rose, and you put it together with the four minim, and they're bound together, then it's bal tosif, because then you see it as one integrated mitzvah, which is more than what the Torah said. But if you see a fifth min, but it's not tied together, you can say, hai l'chudei kai. I don't see there's a whole suffer the mitzvah. If you have tefillin with five parshios, then it's not, it's all one bias. That it's bal tosif, because I've converted the mitzvah to mitzvah, which is more than what the Torah said. But if I have four minim and I see another min together, but I don't have a halacha to tie them together, then I don't see it as bal tosif. So how can it be bal tosif by Birchas Kehanim? That's the kasha of the Ritva. Says the Ritva both in Rosh Hashanah and in Sukkah, the same yesod. That when you add the bracha of your own, and you do it all by Pisas Kapayim, then what unifies the brachas that you said, Yivarecha through Shalom, with your own added bracha, is the fact that it was all under the same, with the same Nesias Kapayim. The bracha, the Tzuras HaBracha was, the Nesias Kapayim, that's the Ma'achid. The bracha that's given, that's Ma'achid everything together. Uke'osa Chamesh Batim Mitfilin. So says the Ritva in Sukkah Lamed Aleph, as you can see, that Kivin Shal Hakol Osa and Pisas Kapayim have Le Kiluv Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Lulav Tzarech Eged. And the Mela, we don't say Hai L'chudei Kai, Hai L'chudei Kai, because now you have a Dalad Minim, which is a Minim. So too, if you have four brachas, not three, that are done by the Nesias Kapayim. Now, I could have timed it in the Pshat and the Ritva that it's a specific Nekuda when a Geya Nesias Kapayim. That the Nesias Kapayim is what makes it that it's not Hai L'chudei Kai, Hai L'chudei Kai. The Bi'ar Locha takes it a step further. Bir Halacha, going back to the previous source, Kuf Chav Ches, Siv Chav Zayin, he says, he quotes the Chidushi HaRashba, which is the Ritva that we said, and he says, Mistama hu hadin shari dvarim hama'ak metzias kapayim. He says, what the Ritva is saying would mean that you have to do this Hosafa with all the other conditions that ma'ak demayishna, and then he brings a Rambam that we'll get to next week. The Rambam seems to hold that benogea kol ram, if you're Mosif Balachash, it's also Bal Tosif. So the Bir Halacha wonders, Harei de Lididei over Bal Tosif, Kishim Baruch Balachash. Even though Koram is Likuva, as we mentioned, Mishnah Berurah Sif Yudalit. Again, we have to see that in him. Stama Hu Adin Lididei, with the Bosif Biskapayim, Vitzorach Il. So one could certainly time that we have to see the Rambam for itself. The Rambam says it's a Bal Tosif, even Balachash. But who says that that would mean that there's a Bal Tosif Shiloh ben Nesias Kapayim? It could be that you need a Nesias Kapayim because otherwise it's not a Hosafa, the mitzvah. But the Bir Halacha is going to say, but if you wouldn't be Mekayim the mitzvah without it, then it's also not called Bal Tosif. One could think maybe it's specific, maybe even if it's not Likuva, but Nesias Kapayim is Ma'ached, the same way that Dalad Minim the Eged is Ma'ached. So it could be that it's only an Inyan for Nesias Kapayim, not for the other details. Yeah. What's the break? Because you put your hands down. Yeah, I hear. Because it's only the Sif Kapayim of the bracha, of the words of the bracha. As long as the bracha, you say putting your hands down between it, it's like a hefsik. I don't know. Chora, they all had a Sif Kapayim, that's ki'ilu, the brachas were said in the Sif Kapayim. You don't have to look at the moments in between when he put his hand down. That case like the Ksav Sofer that the Mishnah Berurah quoted. I don't know what that takes away. Has to be mamish without a hefsek. As long as there's a nesias kapayim for all those words, including the whole suffer, that's baltosef. Mishnah Berurah wanted to assume from that all the details of that you need the ikuva have to be there for there to be a baltosef, and then he has a kasha on the Rambam by the case of kol rav. Okay, that we'll have to see for itself what that means vis-a-vis kol rav. Maisa, so we're learning a lot about the inyan of nesias kapayim being the ikuva, the nature of nesias kapayim, and how it relates to Baltosif, we see in the Ritva. Now, is there any kind of a kiyum of any sort when you do Birchas Kohanim without Nesias Kapayim? I mean, we established that it's critical to the Mitzvah, whether we learn it from Aaron, whether it's also based on the Kuvan of Koayamim, it's the Kuva, and it's critical for Baltosif. It could be he has to actually do the Maisa of raising his hands. So what about Birchas Kohanim without Nesias Kapayim? Is there any inyan of reciting the words Yivarechcha Tushalom for a kohen, let's say, if he doesn't do it with Nesias Kapayim, which is clearly the equivalent for the mitzvah? And the answer is, Mefurash Mishnah in Tamid, the Chora, one way to read it certainly, and the words themselves are relevant here, because the words are Birchas Kohanim, and the way that everyone explains the Mefurashim, we're discussing a tefillah called Birchas Kehanim. But we're not discussing the Nesias Kapayim. Yeah? So good. But the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses a recess in the Seder Avodah Zarah. We did this the first year. So the parts of the Karban Tamid were placed on the bottom of the Kevesh. This is the end of Perek Dalet in Mishnah's Tamid. Can I, as I told you then, you want to easy siyum of eight dapim, recommended, do Mishnah Nesach the Tamid. Most of it is Mishnayis, a good part of it is Mishnayis, a Magadata, not very hard to make a siyum in a short time. So this is a Mishnah Perikei. Right after that they put the Ivarim at the bottom of the Kevesh and salted them, they went to the Lishkas HaGazis, which is that room where the Sanhedrin would meet, and the Kohanim who were Obey that day, the base Av of that day, the Mishnah was divided into Bati Avos for the week. So the Kohanim on duty for the day had a memuna. He was the one that gave the marching orders, what should be done. He choreographed everything, and he told them, say a bracha, and that was the bracha of Avarabba. It was too early to say Yotzer HaMa'oros. They said that, they said Aseres HaDibros, they said three parshas of Shema, and then it says that they said the following three brachas. Emes V'yatzid, that's Goal Yisrael, the bracha after Shema. Avoda, the bracha of Ritzei. Ooh, Birchas Kohanim. This was done on a daily basis. Shabbos, there was another bracha that they added when the Mishmaras would change guard. So, what does it mean that they said Birchas Kohanim? So, Machokas had to learn it, but the words of Mishnah Birchas Kohanim, the common denominator is they didn't do Nesias Kapayim, but they did something that's called Birchas Kohanim. What could it be? So, the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah says, when it says Birchas Kohanim, it means Kriyas Hapsukim Bovav. See, here you have in the Beis HaMikdash, Kriyas HaPsukim was part of the Seder Avodah. They said Ritzei, followed by Yivarecha, Hashem, Yishmerecha, as part of Avodah Satamah. They said the words, from the 15 words of Birchas Kehanim, but not with the Nesias Kapayim. As the Bar Tanura continues, Shelo Hayu HaKohanim Nosim Es Kapayim Elul Achar HaKrovas HaTamid Vakta Uktores, which is Perek Zayin. But the point of what they're doing now is Kidei Sheyehei Atamin Mekuba Beratzo. These are tefillos that Hashem should accept the karban, and Shmoneh Esrei has to still be said also, but the Birchas Kehanim was part of a tefillah, but not with the Nesias Kapayim of a bracha. Tosis and Brachas and Daf Yud Aleph, with whom I quote this Mishnah and Tamid, also comments, Birchas Kehanim Ein Zeduchan. This is not the duchan of going up to ascend to do the Nesias Kapayim. Sherei lo hayo omdim leduchan until after Aktoras Emurim. And otherwise, the Mishnah would have talked about this extra time that they did it. but rather below Nesias Kapayim Amru Birchas Kayhana Kmosh Anu Omen. So you have a number of sources that show us that they did not do Nesias Kapayim. As you mentioned correctly, Yaakov, the Rambam learns that what they said was Sim Shalom. They said Ritzei and then Sim Shalom. But Sim Shalom is a way of asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to accept the inyan of Birchas Kehanim. But here you have, at least for these Rishonim, that it was the words themselves. The Netziv says something fascinating in Hamigdavar. The Pasuk, as we keep coming back to, Kol Tov Baruch Hu and Omar Lehem. Right? Sounds redundant. The Pasuk says, Tabel Av Banav Lehemar, Kol Tov Baruch Hu Sbnei Yisrael, so shall you bless. Okay, so continue, Yivarech. Omar Lehem. So we've seen already all kinds of ideas from Omar Lehem. What is Omar Lehem coming to do? Who's it referring to? The Pasha Pshat is still the Kohanim, but then we have the Drasha that we call Kohanim. The Netziv says something that's very interesting. Ufi HaPshat. Shnei Ofanei Brachos Birchas Kohanim Hayu Bibis HaMikdash. There were two man forms of Birchas Kohanim. One was B'Nesias Kapayim, which reflects a relationship that you're talking to someone. Nesias Kapayim is, obviously, if I'm extending my hands, it's not just in the abstract, it's to some recipient, right? The hands are coming out as if I'm going to hug you or whatever it is. You know, there's an extension of the hands to connect me to someone outside of myself. And that's Perakei. So therefore, what the Torah is alluding to is these two points of the Seder HaTamid that they did, Birchas Kehanim. One, as a tefillah in Perakei before Deftar Seimurin, and one in Perak Zayin, which, as many, most the Rambam and others seem to assume, is after Deftar Seimurin, but that's not the Furish, but it's assumed by the Rambam and the Batanur and others. So that's with Nesias Kapayim, as the Mishnayos go on to describe, the way that it's done the Mikdash versus Bigvulin. So that's the double expression that's been received in the Pasuk. Listen to a beautiful touch of the Pasuk. So original. The Shemachi Pirish HaKosav Kan. The nuschos shtei brachos shavim. The nusach both times is identical. Kol sevarchu, that's kol sevarchu is not the Nesias Kapayim. He's going to kol sevarchu b'shas hatfilah. Shelo b'omaleh. There's a kol sevarchu which is not a communication, it's a tefillah. So the yibarechecha serves as kol sevarchu. That's the first time they said a bracha that the carbon of tamid should be accepted of chuli. And then Omar Lehem, that's the time they're doing it with Nesias Kapayim, when you're speaking. Ka'amah Omar Chaver, Omar Lehem, you're talking to somebody. Tell them, the Kohanim have to tell B'nai Yisrael, Kol Tov Baruch Hu is just the Tefillah, and Omar Lehem, B'Nesias Kapayim, will be Amir Yisrael. And this is the Mishnah in Perek Zayin. Okay, so we have been discussing so far the Inyan of Nesias Kapayim, and whether there's a Kiyum without Nesias Kapayim. Let's get into some more fine details, and again, everyone should know, whatever we're doing now is just the tip of the iceberg, just the flavor itself. So we have to know, what does the Nesias Kapayim mean? What's called the Nesias Kapayim? Is there a particular standard? If my hands are stretched out, but it says Nesias Kapayim, Vayisar, I have to raise the hands. What's called raising? It's a particular height. You can extend your hands, but you can extend them this net, this high from the ground, or this high. What exactly? How high? Does it have to go like you're raising? Everyone raise your hand. You know, we say raise your hand in class, right? So you raise your hand above your head. Is that what the Torah wants the Kohanim to do, to raise their hand? And how does it look exactly? So there are sources on this. The Mishnah says like this, in Soto, Sontamid, that the Medina, the Kohanim raised their hands keneged kisfeyim. At a Beis HaMikdash, the Medina, the raising of the hands, the duchening, is shoulder height. Keneged kisfeyim, that's how high. The Mikdash, al gabe rasheyim, above their heads. Like we would raise, if I say to the students in class, raise your hand, right? You wouldn't go like this. Okay, those who are listening don't see me, but not like this, but right high. So that's the Mikdash, al gabe rasheyim. Except the Kohen Gadol was wearing a tzitz, so he couldn't raise his hands above the Kodesh Hashem, Hashem Havaya of the tzitz. Yehuda says, yes, he could. What's the Peshat exactly? So we have the Medina shoulder height, the Migdash above your head. Why? Why should it be different? So the Rabbi learns Pshat in the Mishnah and Tamid, where it's mentioned as well, that the Migdash, we know that the Shechina is on the hands of the Kehanim, the Migdash, in a very intensified way. There's the Shechina on the hands. That's why we saw the Chagiga yesterday or 2 days ago, that you're not supposed to look at the Kehanim, the Shash, that Saint Shem on the Forash, because Chas V'Shalom, your eyes could get affected, your eyesight could be affected and dimmed, because the Shechina is on their hands. Therefore, Ika Shechina b'Migdash. L'fichach, says the Ravid, lo yitachin yisa yideh k'neged kisvei. You can't have your hands raised shoulder height, the Migdash. The Rav Orach Aretz, not Derech Eretz, Sheva Shem Shel Kehanim L'malo Mimokom Shechina. Sheshor Yadeh, what would that mean? Shechina is here, and your head is above the Shechina. Lo nachon, lo yefe. So therefore, if the Shechina is on your hands, the hands have to be above your head, because your head should not be above the Shechina. Now, let's pause for a second. What would this mean? So now, b'medina, shoulder height. So b'medina, shoulder height, because the Shechina is not seen to be on your hand. So, well, ichpat, if you have the Shechina, if you have your hands below your head. Okay, so what would you say based on this? If you want to raise your hands like this at the Medina, no problem. According to the Rabbi's reading, the Mishnah is saying, like, the Migdash, it has to be Al-Gabi Rashay. At Medina, it doesn't have to be Al-Gabi Rashay. But if the Kohanim want to raise high, no, it doesn't sound like it's a problem. And we'll see that in a second. Then he says another point, why the Migdash Agabi Roshayim, Bikul Mechash, Tumma, Asius, Takul, Yau, Yadayim, Zawi, Yitachim. We don't want Chas V'Shalom, Tipo, Dulok, because the Shechina is on your hand, so if it's above your head, it's less likely that they'll see it. If it's shoulder height, it's more eye level. So therefore, again, the Migdash, two reasons why you want the hands to be above your head. Chusmi Kohen Gadol. Continues the Ravid, Abba, the Medina, Kinegid, Kisvein, Hayosim. The Medina, shoulder height. So derived, so based on the svaras he gave, the koshkein and yagbein lamamashin shapadami. So umaisa, even better, it's also good. If you want to raise your hands in Medina, nishkaferach. It doesn't seem to be a kepeda. But the kepeda is the migdash, that it shouldn't be kineged kesfein for the two reasons that he said. Either people might look, more likely to look at its eye level, and also because you don't want your head to be above the shechina. The Medina, there's no reason why you can't have it connected Kitfein, but if you want to make it higher, you can make it higher. Now, some Rishonim seem to suggest otherwise. The Lashon of the Azaruah, for example, just one Rishon, the other Rishonim also mashma this way, that they say, Kol Tebarach Mosius Kapayin, good, Utsnichim Lashos Yidein connected Kitfein, that has to be shoulder height, means at least shoulder height, not below. Ve'en Rashoyim Magbiya Yoser, says the Azaruah, but not higher. In Sota, Medina, Connecticut, Roshayan, Mikdash Agabi Roshayan. Now, he doesn't explain why. But the Chorets, Mashma, from the Azurah, there's a Kepeda. The Migdash, Bedafka, Agabi Roshayan. The Medina, Bedafka, Connecticut, Kisvein. So here you have to start thinking what could be the problem. So one of the Svar I saw, Torah Saknos, I think it's called, in Sota, that it's like a Yuara. If a person is going to raise his hands to the Medina above their head, so then it's conveying the impression that, oh, I don't want my head to be above the Shechina, therefore I better raise my hands higher. It means you're suggesting that the Shechina is on your hands. Well, it's not necessarily true, the Medina. So there's a certain element of you are a... There's a sefer called Torah Saknos on the Sechta Sota. He says, Ulai mishim shagboa reshein marish Shechina l'mala miyadav. And therefore, k'shiyasek in the Medina, mechzi kiyuara, loma sheshchina l'mal miyada. Then he has another svar, maybe if you can do it above your head, you're going to maybe, you say the Shema Meforash, you'll be so into your, I don't know, if I can imagine such a Kohen and such a Mahamad Vega, but he'll think he's so into learning, and the Mishnayos are in his bones, and he'll start thinking, oh, I must be the Migdash, and then he'll start saying Shema Meforash. Okay, so svar, go you there. The Rishon don't explain it. There are, however, indications from some Nakoros, Dafka, that you should raise your hands higher. L'mashal, the Yaakov Emden, and Moro Kisiyah is written on the tour. So Yaakov Emden says the following: Ivra, the Kol Kama, the Madi Luhu Tvei Mali. L'maisa, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is like the Mishnah says, the Medina, that they raise their hands. Keneged Kisfeyan, that's how the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch is. But the, let's see, here it is, what... you'll see, it's in Eir Kuf Chav Ches. But L'maisa, the Yaakov Emden says, it doesn't mean that you can't raise it higher. The Yaakov Emden says, Koske, in Madluhu, you raise it, Tvei Mali. If you do it higher, it's also good. Dabi Mikdashi Magbino Salamal Mersheyen. Ha Vade Lav Davkohu. Amashim de Begvuin Lekok Peido Lagbir Kokach. This is like the Rebbe. You have to do B'migdash higher, but B'medina, you can also do it higher. It's even better. Notice, the assumption is it's a lot harder to raise your hands this high, and it's easier to raise your hands shoulder. So B'medina, B'migdash, U'matriach. But if you want to raise it higher, it's even better. He explained, and why shoulder height, says the recommended. They require sagiluhu bagba bi alma kolduhu kineged kisvasein lecholapach. Still, matan b'shir zeh lo chashiva hagba legamri. In other words, what's called hagba? My hands are facing down. It's not called hagba. You have to raise your hands. Think of next time you're in class and the teacher says raise your hands. So you go like this, right? Okay, I raise my hand. I raised it. You go like this. That's not raising your hand. That's what he said. He says, Avo, says back, Yagbiam Yoser, Kimoshe Nagu Kayhanim Shalanu, Bethne Gidole Adormi Ola, Dainish Machzikimos and Tachasoinayim. So he doesn't say over the head, he says not over the head, but by the eyes. Vadi Adif Tve, and it's also called Kineged because it doesn't take away the words of the Mishnah. Kigamza Nikro Kineged, interesting. Kineged, Shetocha Yadayim, Pone Kineged Ksebos. You look, it depends on the angle. Your shoulder is here. Now it's connected. Now it's not connected. So it's a little bit on an angle going, an angle going facing up. Good. It's also connected. Shetochei daim pone connected aksefos. As long as there's a sense of opposite the shoulder, other rabbi, it's also good. There's a tshuvas or letzion from Svardish angle, and he also brings like this. The Arizal Shara Kabanos Yaakov Lechaim Betal. He says, even beyond this, Tzorach HaKohen Risa Kapav Keneged Rosho Mamish L'Malo. Kniska B'Mishnah. Imagine that. Not just Keneged Ha'inayim, Keneged Rosho Mamish. But Tzorach Lizor Lagbiyam Mamish Keneged Rosho Rei Od B'Kafachayim. But he says, I understand. It sounds like it's against the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Lagbiyam Yedem Keneged HaKasev. The Nirel Yashrev, similar to what we just said, Shemash Kasim Neged Kisva Sein, Eino Mamish Begovah Kasim, doesn't mean that you take the shoulder and you imagine that that's the height where the hands are. Shoulder height. How do you translate Keneged Kisva? Shoulder height? El Kavana Mimuha Kasim, as long as there's some correspondence to the shoulder. Again, you wouldn't say that if it's not raised. It has to be raised. But you're raising it, Keneged Kisva. And so on. Muha Kasei. The mainstream opinion still goes back to the Russian Kapashtis, which is Mamish to do it shoulder height, and that is Nesir. One last detail on this, which we'll try to end in a few minutes, is the following. So we've discussed the Inyan Nesir Kapayim, the Ikuva, and how the nature of the mitzvah and how it brings together all the different inyanim of the Birchas Kehanim, that for Baltosa purposes, talk about raising your hands. Now, of course, everyone's interested in the fingers. Right? So, first of all, let's start from Nigla. Forget about Nister. There's a lot in Nister here. But what exactly do we know about the fingers? Is there any indication at all that fingers have to be in a particular way? Now, you have a hand. You have fingers. The fingers can be clenched as a fist. The fingers can be open fist. The fingers can be spread out. The fingers can be, squished together. They can make a formation. What makoros are there in Shas and Shonim about this inyan? So let's start with the Gemara. Okay, what indications we have in the Gemara b'chlal about whether the fingers have to be extended at all, spread out at all? Maybe, it might seem odd, but maybe the hand is raised, and the fist. I don't know. Imagine getting a bracha with two fists facing you. I don't know, but where do we know that the fingers have to be out and has to be an open fist? Maybe the fingers are clenched and if the knuckles are clenched, it's a fist. So there's a Gemara like this. The Gemara, you'll see this as part of the logic sugya of step by step in Spichas Kehanim, but the following statement of Avchizda Lametes on the days in Sota. We know that the Kohanim are facing the Tzibur when they're blessing. And then they turn back to face the Aron Kodesh. So Avchizda says the following words. Ein hakonim rashoyim lachuf kishviyach b'seyen at shiyachas ru p'neim at Tzibur. The Kohanim are not allowed to put their fingers back into their palm of their hands, in other words, to once again make a fist, to clench their fingers, while they're facing the Tzibur, the implicit impression of Avchiza's words are that the fist is open. That's as much as we have in the Gemara on this. Nothing more about the nature of the fingers, except this much, that your fingers are out, your hands are not in the fist, and you remain that way, you don't clench your fist until you turn back. Zot Rashi. Loch of Kishri Esbeseyem, she poshtin Esbeseyem kishim evarchim. So this is obviously what the impression is, Rashi explains, that when they're doing the bracha with Nesiyas Kapayim, the fingers are open, the fingers are spread out. Lacha she gamru, when they finish the bracha, sogrin egrov shalehem. They close their fingers onto their palm, that's the joints that you can open and close. So it doesn't get folded. It doesn't have to be a total fist, but it doesn't get, right now the fingers are open, and you can bend your fingers in only after you turn around. So meanwhile, it's mefurish in the Gemara that the fingers are out. Lashon HaTur, here we get a little more, with a lot of Mekoros that the Torah is quoting on, but we're just going to go right to the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch a little bit. Kshemachzirin Pineyem, Kapi Ha'am, when they face the people, they say, Baruch HaShekit Shano, that will be the Shir Mitzvah Shem will do tomorrow, the Bracha of Birchas Kehanim. U'machbin Yadei, this is the Lashon, Kineged Kisveyem, continues the Torah, U'poshna Yadeyem, so they raise their hands shoulder height, and they open their hands, V'chokin Esprei Seyem, and they spread out their fingers, Al-Pi HaMedrash, Netzitz min acharakim, Shir Hashirim. Hashem is peering between the cracks. Sheshchina is above their hands. Interesting. This is not the Mikdash. So apparently there's some element of Ashrayas Hashchina even bevuin, some level. And Hashem, the Shechina. That's what they do. They bend it. So Rashi and others, they do bring that in as possibility for Rashi to answer Rashi in Megillah. Yeah. Umetzitz mi ben acharakim esbeisayin, and it's peering between the cracks of the fingers, continues it to our based on earlier Mukoros, Mechab, but not the Gemara. Mechab ninrasus hey avirin, ben espos, ben espos, aver echad, ben espo legudo, ben gudo legudo, kaimitz min acharakin, hey charakin. Ha charakin, the cracks, hey charakin, five windows. So what do you have here? Notice, between the two fingers on my right hand, in other words, between my third and fourth finger, that's space. So the two fingers are together, and then that's one crack. Then you have between the second finger, the index finger, and the thumb, that's another window. That's two. Now you have the thumbs, let's say, crossing each other between the two thumbs. There's still ways to do it, but let's do it like this. So you have another area, space between the two thumbs. Then you have between the left thumb and the second finger on the left hand. And then you have between the third and fourth finger of the left hand, that's five windows. That basically would be what the Torah is saying. Let's look at the Beis Yosef, and this where this come from, these idea of windows. So interesting Beis Yosef. So he brings a couple of interesting things. First, he brings the Mishnah, and then he brings Agos Maimonios. He says, first of all, raise the right hand a little bit above the left, because Aaron, Sabis Aaron is Yadav, but the Ksiv is Yado. So you see that one hand has prominence. So that's an interesting, a Kabbalah. Now, this is, of course, we all know that Yamin is considered Rachamim, Min Hashem, Yamin is Yerachamim, and small is Dim. So what we're trying to say is, obviously, but the right hand being above the left is that the rachm should be mikol, it should be overcoming the din. That's the chor of the egg. Okay, then chokin esbeseyan is a medesh. Metzis min acharakim, metzis min hecharakim. That's the Rush quoting it in Megillah. Then a Mordechai b'shem a Ravya. Now, why do Kohanim open their hands? So he says, they say, omar lehem. Now, the word omar is written with an extra vav, which is atypical in Chumash to have a mole vav here in the word amor. Listen to this. Take the vav of amor lehem and put it into the word kol sevarchu. And you put the vav in the middle of the word, so kol becomes kava. Kava in Aramaic is the equivalent of window. Kava is a window. So melo, we have the remes to have make windows. That's what he brings from the Rav Yah. That's why we have the hechara, and then we have hecharak. And Shmuel Aleket says something interesting. The opening of the fingers is a simen that says emas shchina, as if you're shaking, you're trembling. So this in the opening the fingers is that the kohanim feel a sense of the aim of the yira. That's where the fingers are open. And also a simen for the psukim. Wow. The first bracha, so you have one finger next to the thumb, and you kind of bend it, and that's a sign that you're saying the first bracha. And then the second bracha, the second finger next to it, the amma, and then the third. Okay, but ain't time with it. That'd be sister doesn't like, because they don't need a simen, because the Shiach Fiber is going to prompt them word for word, and we'll get to that next week, so you don't need to have any way to, you know, to hulk up. Then the Mari Abuav, he says, quotes, Yish mekomos shenagu lasus es besem shindal yud, shin shaka, chenkos betros, some kind of combination. The Ram doesn't mention this at all, because it's not in the Gemara. The Ram doesn't stumbling things afterwards. Kasa baruch es chayim, nosi mekinekis vaseyan, and they spread their palms, at the bottom of the palms are kineged ha'aretz, in other words, not that the palm faces the tzibor, but the palm faces the ground, not up, but down. And that's going to be born in Shulchan Aruch as well. Hefech, lepisas yudayim with tefillah. Remember, we mentioned this with the Ramban and Chumash, where it's mashma that maybe he understood it like Shlomo HaMelech having the palms up. Zui tchuna medudekes, uktsasam, says the Aruch HaShchaim, nosim kapeh mishunim b'mine eshile b'samach zel kabos kibwam enla mikar mamitim. Magbiyan yudeim in Shulchan Aruch, sif yud beis, this is what I was referring to before, they raised that kinegnikis v'seyen, that's brought. What else is brought in Shulchan Aruch? Magbiyan yad yamon is ksas l'mal mi'asmolis, the right hand is slightly above the left hand, uposhtin yudeim, the chokin es b'seyen, separating the fingers, mechavnim lasus he'avirim. So that's brought as well. Five windows, five spaces between the two fingers and the other two fingers. One between the second finger and the thumb. Two between the two thumbs, and so on. And then the other side. Uporshin kapeyam, that the palms should be facing the ground and the tops of the hands connected to the sky. But all of this is a Shulchan Aruch. The Gra in Maisarav doesn't go that far. The Gra says what is clear is what we see in the Gemara. What do we see in the Gemara? That the fingers are stretched out and they're spread out. But that dafka to go beyond that. Says the Goyim, HaKohanim Yafidu Kol Etzbos. The Kohanim have their fingers stretched out, all should be spread out, V'lo Lasus Chamisha Avirim. So if you go with the Gra, then you leave out the fingers, that might be a little too tedious, as long as it shouldn't be that the hand should be clenched. It should be with the fingers out and spread out, and that's the Goyim. So we have a little bit, again, all these details of the Kabbalah sermon, there's a lot here, but at least in terms of the makif, the topic, I think we had a good feeling for this inyan, in a very important inyan within the Siyas Kapayim, Bechas Kehanim. More to come, everyone, and have a wonderful day. I'll just tell you one thing before we go. Just a share with you a very little cute tidbit. Believe it or not, I gave a couple of shiurim on this topic many years ago, over 20 years ago in IBC. So there was a student, I don't know where he is now, maybe anyone heard of him, named Chaim Yeshua Cantor. Okay, this is 1996, okay? Quite a long time. 25 years ago.
Do you know what his English name is?
Josh. Chaim Cantor. Joshua Cantor.
Josh Cantor in West Orange.
Okay, so ask him if he ever wrote a paper for me.
Huh?
I don't know if I want this recorded, but all right, it's okay. It's okay, you can leave it on. So this is a paper that he wrote with incredible number of sources. And this is what it is. HaRamas HaYadayim. I'm very proud of him. I still am. Upshita Saitzbos. I signed the paper for IBC on Birchas Kehanim. Everyone had to pick a topic. The positioning of hands and fingers for Birchas Kehanim. And he goes through much more than what I even did with you today, just on this Indian. And here he has, accompanying the source packet, this is actually his handwriting, the original. He has Makoros, and he explains it, and he actually wrote an analysis. Here it is, as a paper, right? May 1st, 1996, a position of hands, and it's mamish incredible. This was, so I still have it, I treasure it, I found it, I had a folder, and here you have, show and tell. Anyway, if you know him, you can say hello.
I'll bring it up.
Have a good day.